Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A New York judge overseeing the hush money payment case ruled that former President Trump is not immune from prosecution in the case. ABC's Aaron Kutursky explains.
He did not rule on the merits of Trump's argument about invoking presidential immunity as it would apply to the case here in New York, but he did say the defendant, meaning Trump, chose not to raise the defense of presidential immunity until well past the 45-day period provided by statute.
The trial set to begin mid-April. Crews in Baltimore working to create a third channel for ships after a cargo ship ran into the Key Bridge, causing it to collapse, and beginning today to remove the containers off that ship. The UN pausing humanitarian shipments into Gaza until it can assess security measures following the Israeli airstrikes that killed 7 aid workers. The World Health Organization says 27 children have died from malnutrition in Gaza since the war began. This is ABC News. A new push to kickstart a way to pay for internet access.
The Affordable Connectivity Program has helped more than 20 million households pay for home internet service. It covers up to $75 each month, but the funding approved in the 2021 infrastructure law is now running out. A bipartisan bill in the Senate would provide about another year's worth of subsidies, but White House advisor Tom Perez says House Republicans are blocking an extension.
I hope that they talk to their constituents.
Perez says the program benefits low-income households in rural, urban, and suburban neighborhoods.
Every corner of every state.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
In court today, a big loss for actor Jonathan Majors.
Creed III and Loki star Jonathan Majors lost a motion Wednesday to set aside his domestic violence conviction. That means sentencing in the case will move forward as planned on Monday. Majors was convicted in December of one count of misdemeanor third-degree assault and one count of second-degree harassment against his then-girlfriend. He faces up to a year behind bars and maintains he never hurt her.
ABC's Jason Nathanson from Hollywood. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Wind advisory for our listening area continues until 10 tonight. For tonight, lows down to 31 with the light scattered snow showers and north winds of 20, gust as high as 25. Thursday, a few flurries in the morning, then more clouds than sun, highs in the mid-40s. And Friday, plenty of sunshine, highs in the upper 40s. It's 35 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks, in for Joanne Krulatz. The Dodgeville Police Department has issued a missing person alert. Holly Gerton, 16, of Dodgeville, was last seen Monday night at the Belmont Travel Center around 7:45. She left home in Dodgeville Monday. She is likely in the company of 17-year-old Jonathan Lindahl. Their destination is unknown, as 24 hours has elapsed since the time of last contact. They are considered to be at risk. Holly Gerton is Caucasian, 5'4 and 110 pounds. She has blue eyes and mid-length brown hair. Jonathan Lindahl is described as 6'2 with blonde hair and blue eyes. It is believed that both may be traveling in Gerton's 2007 Silver Pontiac Grand Prix, bearing Wisconsin plates AVX9211. If you see either of these individuals, contact the Dodgeville Police Department at 608-935-935. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced it is welcoming Heidi Huber, APNP, to its primary care team. Heidi is experienced in family medicine and oncology. She will be working collaboratively with Dr. Andrew Wright to provide holistic care to his adult patients. She brings a patient-centered approach that will be a natural fit at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Huber has practiced at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Originally from Richland County, she says that she's eager to move back to the area. Heidi's passion for her work or caring for people as they age was fostered in part by her childhood experiences. While completing her Doctor of Nursing practice at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, she participated in a clinical rotation at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Huber's approach and experience impressed the team, who are eager to welcome her back. Patients interested in meeting her can call the hospital to schedule an appointment at 608-647-6321. Over half of referendums on the spring election ballot in Wisconsin passed on Tuesday. 93 total school referendums questioned were asked of voters, with a slightly better result than the last two elections in terms of passage. 56 of 93 referendums passed, according to unofficial vote totals provided by county clerks and school districts around Wisconsin. The largest, a $252 million recurring referendum for the Milwaukee School District, passed 51% to 49%. Results will become official after canvassing. Districts were seeking over $1.45 billion in additional funding for facility projects and school operations. About two-thirds of the referendum questions were to fund services and staff. Pockets of the state saw higher rates of voter rejection of the measures. 13 of the failed questions happened in southwestern and south central Wisconsin. All told, 69 of 103 ballot questions this spring, including the spring primary, were for recurring or non-recurring operational questions. The remaining 34 are issue debt questions, which are asked when school districts seek a larger, one-time fund to build or renovate facilities. For the 34 facility projects, districts sought nearly $1 billion in additional local taxpayer money to update their campuses, a total of $988,585,000, according to data from the Department of Public Instruction. Jill Underly, the state superintendent, said that the sheer number of referendums on the ballot are proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has refused to offer clarity on what legislative district boundary lines should be in play for a potential recall election sought by supporters of former President Donald Trump targeting the Republican Assembly Speaker. The effort to recall Speaker Robin Voss appears to have not gathered enough valid signatures to force an election. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission has asked the Supreme Court to clarify what map should be used for any recall or special election that takes place before November, when new maps take effect. The Supreme Court declined to weigh in. The court noted it's up to the commission to administer elections. The Sauk County Sheriff's Department reports there are numerous vehicle crashes yesterday due to road conditions. One occurred yesterday morning around 10:20 on State Highway 58 near Wilkinson Road near Laval. The vehicle driven by Samantha Miner of Reedsburg began to slide due to conditions and slid into oncoming traffic, striking a vehicle driven by Timothy Dre of Kendall nearly head-on. Both drivers sustained serious injuries and were transported to the Reedsburg Medical Center. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking volunteers passionate about promoting safe, responsible, and ethical hunting practices to serve as hunter education instructors. Volunteer opportunities are available in all parts of the state. Since the program's creation in 1967, more than 20,000 volunteer instructors have trained and certified more than 1 million hunters across Wisconsin. These efforts have helped make hunting a much safer activity, including a 95% decrease in hunting-related incidents since the start of the program. In addition to shaping the future of Wisconsin's hunting tradition, becoming a volunteer instructor is a great way to obtain hands-on teaching experience, work closely with DNR staff, and engage with your community. There are two ways to become a certified volunteer hunter education instructor. Interested volunteers can either serve as apprentices under a sponsoring instructor for at least two complete courses or attend a certification training session hosted by a DNR outdoor skills trainer. Once certified, the DNR provides volunteer instructors with all the materials and equipment required to teach a hunter education course. Instructors must only teach one class every 3 years to remain certified, although many teach more. For more information on becoming a volunteer instructor, contact the outdoor skills trainer in your area. Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. The 3rd District is currently represented by Derek Van Orden. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer an opportunity to meet and talk with the candidates for the Congressional District by hosting question and answer sessions. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. The first question and answer session will feature Rebecca Cook tomorrow evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center and Richland Center. All the candidates have been invited to the Q&A. Economic Equity Now will host Katrina Shankland Thursday, May 2nd, and Eric Wilson Thursday, June 6th. Representative Van Orden has been invited to his own session, but has not yet committed a date. Sauk County Public Health, in partnership with Central Wisconsin Community Action Council and O'Connell Pharmacy, will host a vaccine clinic Friday, April 5th. The clinic will run from noon to 3 and will be held at the Carnegie Shaddy Memorial Public Library in Baraboo. The clinic will offer free COVID-19 and influenza vaccines. Other vaccines offered include tetanus, diphtheria, pneumonia, shingles, and RSV. The cost for these vaccines will be determined at the time of service. Each patient who gets a COVID-19 vaccine will receive a $50 Quick Trip gift card. To sign up for the vaccine clinic ahead of time, you can visit bit.ly/43ZVH80. However, registration is not required. For questions about the vaccine clinic, contact the O'Connell Pharmacy at 608-837-5949. Or you can go to services@oconnellpharmacy.com. The University of Wisconsin-Madison is opening its doors wide, inviting everyone to the 175th Anniversary Community Open House April 5th through 7th. On deck, family-friendly fun, interactive science and art activities, Bucky Badger, and much more. All on campus, all open to the public, and all free. Even the 175 S'more Years ice cream. With more than 60 events, the weekend offers something for everyone. Whether you want to interact with researchers, listen to beautiful music, explore cutting-edge science, or see how cheese is made. Although the community open house will be the final 175th flagship celebration, related anniversary events will continue, including a performance by the ska band, the Scottalites, at Memorial Union on April 25th, and the UW 175th anniversary Crazy Legs Classic on April 27th. For details about these or other events, go online to 175.wisc.edu/open-house. And President Joe Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. Biden will be in Madison on Monday to talk about lowering costs for Americans. The White House announced the upcoming visit as Wisconsin voters headed to the polls for primary election day Tuesday and hours before Donald Trump held a campaign rally in Green Bay. The event will be Biden's third trip to Wisconsin this year and his 10th as president. Last month, Biden was in Milwaukee to announce new federal funding for transportation infrastructure. In February, he was in Superior to announce federal funding for a major bridge project.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Today is Wednesday, April 3rd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Terry J. Deckard, 78 of Gillingham, died unexpectedly March 27th. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday from 4 to 7. The local Military Memorial Honors Unit will provide military rites at 6:45. Terry J. Deckard, 78, of Gillingham. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River, died Sunday, March 31st at Elroy Health Services. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, April 6th from 10 until noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local Military Honors Unit will provide military honors at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94, of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 on Saturday at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3, with a service at 2. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69 of Verona. James Brian Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville, died Saturday, March 30th at home. Memorial services will be held on Saturday, April 13th at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday, April 12th from 4 to 7, and again Saturday, April 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Brian Jim Bennett, 57 of Sextonville. And Michael Call, 73 of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died today at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Michael Call, 73 of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley.
Join us for the 2024 baseball team annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet on Wednesday, April 10th, running from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Indulge in delicious hamburgers, brats, hot dogs, drinks, chips, and baked goods. Your support helps our local high school baseball team thrive. The team's annual cookout at Jones Chevrolet, Wednesday, April 10th from 10:30 until 1:30. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. As if we didn't have enough to battle. Heavy rain and snow. Strong winds now causing possible power outages as a wind advisory is in effect for most of the area until 10 o'clock tonight. Winds are sustained up to 25 miles per hour and gusting at 35 to nearly 45 miles per hour. This is a strong punch and could knock down branches and power lines. Not to mention scattered snow showers still in the area, which will be tapering as we go through the overnight and turning to a few flurries by morning. However, this low pressure system is still in the area, so the winds will stay a bit breezy tomorrow too, gusting up to nearly 30 miles per hour. As the system finally pulls off to the east, it flings a few more scattered sprinkles possible by the afternoon because high temperatures climb to the mid-40s. We could see a few more flurries Thursday night before the clouds start to clear. As they do, the winds will calm and temperatures will fall below freezing. This means for Friday, we'll be waking up to a frosty morning. But it also means we'll have plenty of sunshine on tap for Friday, which is a great way to end this week. High temperatures will rise to the upper 40s and winds will barely be moving. Saturday, we warm things up a little bit more and climb into the low 50s. It'll be sunny and so much more seasonal. Definitely the day you want to make some outdoor plans. Sunday, you can get away with stuff outside in the morning as well, but will be mostly cloudy. Scattered rain showers move in by the afternoon. Thankfully, though, we stay above freezing overnight, so all of the precipitation will stay rain. These spotty showers do continue to start our work week off on Monday, but pockets of sunshine will also peek through as well and will still be quite mild. In fact, high temperatures will hit the upper 50s. Spring starts to settle in by Tuesday. We'll be under partly sunny skies and very comfortable with highs at 60 degrees. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
As we are seeing snowfall right now, a mixture of rain and snow today has accounted for around 0.6 inches of that mixture. Right now, though, we are 35 degrees, our high 36 and our morning low 33, so not much of a change there. A record high for this day, 75 set in 2016, a record low 8 at 1866 on this day. Yesterday, we had a high of 37, and we saw 2 inches of snow, 11/100ths of an inch of rain. Last year on this day, our high was 57, our low 42. Sunset today at 7:30, sunrise tomorrow at 6:39. The barometer is at 29.50 as it rises, and west winds are at 5 to 10. Again, it's 35 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. In just a moment, we'll have Michael Hernan with our evening sports.
At Schwartz Insurance, when they say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business, health, or life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check and get your questions answered. And be sure, with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. Former Packers star linebacker Clay Matthews doesn't like the way Aaron Jones' departure from Green Bay was handled. Matthews reacted on X to a comment from head coach Matt LaFleur that he was surprised when Jones was released. Matthews posted that he finds the lack of communication between the head coach and general manager Brian Gutekunst to be, in his own words, wild. He points out that during last season at times, Jones was Green Bay's offense. The team let the standout running back leave when he wouldn't accept a second straight annual pay cut. In UW women's hockey news, a half dozen Badgers have been named to Team USA for the 2024 International Ice Hockey Federation World Championships. Five are currently on the team, and Hillary Knight is a UW grad. The current Wisconsin players are Brita Curl, Lacey Eden, Lila Edwards, Caroline Harvey, and Kirsten Sims. Team USA meets Switzerland today, then takes on Czechia Friday, Finland on Saturday, and meets rival Canada next Monday. The games are skated in Utica, New York. In Brewers news, Milwaukee Brewers reliever Trevor Megill has gone on the 7-day concussion list after passing out while recovering from an apparent case of food poisoning. Brewers manager Pat Murphy said Wednesday that Megill suffered from food poisoning on Saturday during the team's 3-game road series with the New York Mets. The concussion occurred after the 6'8" right-hander had returned to Milwaukee. Murphy said he fainted in a phone store, fell on the ground, and hit his head. The Brewers recalled right-hander J.B. Bukauskas from AAA Nashville to fill Megill's spot on the roster. The attorney for a worker burned in a 2022 explosion during renovated work on the University of Wisconsin's Camp Randall Stadium says his client has settled lawsuit against the project's general contractor for $22 million. The Wisconsin State Journal reports attorney Daniel Rodier said Tuesday the settlement in Jeremy Rose's lawsuit against J.P. Cullen and Sons was reached before the civil trial was set to begin last month. He says Rose suffered burns over 70% of his body in April 2022 when a flame torch used by a Cullen foreman sparked the explosion under the football stadium as Rose and another worker applied a flammable material to a floor. Long before Caitlin Clark broke records, packed arenas across the country like Taylor Swift in sneakers and inspired young girls to be like her, women's basketball looked very different than it does today. Clark, who will lead Iowa in this week's Final Four in Cleveland, had her path paved by pioneering players who helped make the game what it looks like today. Clark's assault on the NCAA record books this season has illuminated some of the greats. Women like Nancy Liberman, Ann Myers Drysdale, Pearl Moore, and Lynette Woodard, who often played in empty arenas with little fanfare. A series of missteps during the women's NCAA tournament, topped by a mistakenly lying court in Portland, has been a backdrop to what has been a great moment for women's basketball. This season's tournament has been a showcase for players like Iowa's Caitlin Clark and USC's Juju Watkins, while also drawing big crowds and record-breaking ratings. But like 2022, when the women's weight rooms became a symbol for inequity, this year's tournament has included a number of seemingly avoidable blunders. The Buffalo Bills have agreed to trade their top receiving threat, Stephon Diggs, to the Houston Texans in an offseason deal. A person with knowledge of the discussions told the Associated Press. The person spoke on condition of a nominee because the trade has not been announced. It was first reported by ESPN.com. As part of the deal, the Bills acquired the Texans' second-round pick in the 2025 draft, which Houston acquired in a trade with Minnesota, the person said. Houston also acquired Buffalo's sixth-round pick in this year's draft and the fifth-rounder in 2025, the person said. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Richland Electric Cooperative would like to invite its members to the 88th Annual Meeting, Saturday, April 13th. The meeting will be held at the Richland Electric Cooperative Service Center, located at 30 East Robb Road. Registration will take place at 8:30. The business meeting follows at 9. All members registered will receive a $20 bill credit. Just a reminder, your registration label can be found on the front page of the Wisconsin Energy Cooperative News Magazine. We hope to see you Saturday, April 13th, for the 88th Annual Meeting of Richland Electric Cooperative.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the Director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetune from Tim Slack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a smaller sale, but a good crowd. Large squares topped at $225 a ton, and large rounds topped at $195 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We have an online-only coin auction ending April 17th at 6 p.m. soft close. And watch for many more online-only auctions. Interested in selling or buying your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetune. I have a great day.
Cattle were lower Wednesday. Hogs, corn, and soybeans finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher. It was an up and down day, with beans eventually finding support from a rally in meal and a decline in the dollar. Beans are monitoring harvest activity in South America and U.S. conditions ahead of widespread planting. May soybeans are up 8.25 to 11.82 and a quarter. July was 7.5 higher at 11.95 and a quarter. May bean meal is up $1.70 at 3.30. May soybean oil is 25 points higher at 48.85. Corn was higher. It was due for a bounce after losses to start the month, watching early U.S. planting activity with some near-term delays likely. Ethanol and export demand are solid, but there are concerns about feed demand. May corn was up 5.25 at 4.31 and 3 quarters. July was 4 higher at 4.45. And wheat was supported by short covering and technical buying. It found some new interest near the recent lows with help from that lower move in the dollar, even as Russia and Ukraine dominate exports. Near-term conditions look mostly warm and dry in the southern plains and in parts of the Black Sea region. Meanwhile, portions of the soft red winter growing area here in the States and France are excessively wet. May Chicago was up 10 and 3 quarters at 5.56. May Kansas City was 17 and a quarter higher at 580 and a half. May Minneapolis was up 12 at 639 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were lower, with box beef down at midday ahead of this week's widespread direct business. June live was down 77 at 175.60. August was 42 lower at 172.70. May feeders were down 227 at 242.57. And hogs were supported by pork demand expectations, even with the cutout value down at midday at midweek. June lean was $1.02 higher at 104.75, and July was up $1.32 at 106.92. Megan Grebner has your full look at cash livestock after this.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Brownfield Farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
There was a very light, scattered direct cash cattle trade that took place Wednesday. Dress steers in the north had a range of 295 to 296.50. That's $3.50 to $5 below the prior week's weighted averages. Box beef closed lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 286 at 301.30. Select close 208 lower at 296.92. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down nearly 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs ended the day higher with a solid negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up $1.33 with a weighted average of 86.04. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.90 with a weighted average of 86.40. The Western Corn Belt up $1.72 with a weighted average of 86.43. Pork values closed lower, down 230 at 94.83. And estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up nearly 15,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
It is probably a great time for an insurance review. Insurance rates and coverages are changing rapidly. Do you know what your homeowner's insurance deductible is? Many companies have raised deductibles in the last year or two. Richards Insurance is here to help you review your policy and see if one of our insurance companies can do better. Visit richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137. Richards Insurance. We ensure your peace of mind.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says USDA is making $1.5 billion available to help farmers advance conservation and climate-smart agriculture.
We expect and anticipate roughly 50% of those resources being invested in the critical conservation areas that have been designated under the RCPP program, of which the Upper Mississippi River Basin is one of the eight so classified.
More news is next.
The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology following soybeans.
In the last couple of years, seen some pressure and thought I needed to try something different, and the rootworm technology seemed to work considerably better.
He says there's a reason he chooses new products like DeKalb VT4 Pro for his farm.
I'm really buying two things. I'm buying hybrid, you know, that I believe is high yielding and has a lot of potential. And I'm buying the trait package as an insurance policy to make sure that I can utilize, you know, all of the potential that hybrid has.
To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved.
Head of Purdue's Center for Commercial Agriculture says the improvement in farmer sentiment this month was primarily driven by improved financial expectations. Jim Minter tells Brownfield,
I think when we ask producers about their outlook for the U.S. prime rates, almost half, 48% of the people in the survey said they look for the U.S. prime rate to decline over the next 12 months.
A Southeast Iowa turkey producer says the need for biosecurity is at an all-time high as more cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza are popping up across the country. Tim Meyer raises 60,000 turkeys per year in Henry County.
It's brought in by foot or brought in by a tire or a wheel or something like that. Typically, it's not a bird-to-bird contact. It has to do with feces and the moving into the building that's carried in.
U.S. ethanol stocks moved to a two-year high last week, hitting 26.4 million barrels. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace, Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
What producers are concerned about. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. When it comes to the 2024 cropping year, there are plenty of things to be worried about for farmers, from higher input costs to rising interest rates. In this Managing for Profit, Jim Mintert with the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture takes a look at the latest Ag Economy Barometer and how farmers break down their biggest concerns. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Who sells your soybeans overseas, increasing sales to Egypt, India, and many other emerging markets? Who has made you the number one protein source in chicken feed? Who has made the next big breakthrough to boost your soybean yield? The answer to all of these questions is you. That's right, you do, through your Soy Checkoff. By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff, you are promoting your soybeans to new markets. You are discovering new practices and seed varieties to overcome your biggest challenges in the field. You have even turned $2 million of infrastructure research into $460 million per year in extra income for all soybean farmers. There is power in numbers, and you and your fellow soybean farmers are proving it by bringing tangible returns back to you and your operations through your Soy Checkoff. You can see all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org. That's unitedsoybean.org. It's all about you doing things together as your Soy Checkoff.
The University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer has been polling farmers about their biggest concerns in the upcoming growing season. Jim Mintert, director of Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, says high input costs remain producers' top concern.
The ordering or the ranking of the concerns hasn't really changed. So high input cost is number one. The risk of lower output prices is number two. And number three is interest rates. But there is a little bit of a shift going on kind of within those categories, particularly when you compare this spring to last spring. More people are worried about lower crop and livestock prices. This month, it was 26%. I think last month, it was slightly higher than that. It was like 27 or 28%. A year ago, that was at 18%. So we're picking up more people worried about output prices, the prices of crops and livestock. The percentage of people pointing to high input costs is about the same as it was last year. I think this month, it was 36%. A year ago, it was 34%. That's a little higher than it was a couple of months ago. I think it did dip below 30% a couple of months ago, but not a huge shift there. People are very worried about the fact that they're locking in high break-even prices. I think when people tell us they're worried about high input costs, so what they're really thinking is, I'm going to put a crop in the ground and lock in some pretty high cost for a break-even, and at the same time, worried about what am I going to sell that for? So they're worried about a cost price squeeze. We've been picking that up for some time, and that continues to be the case. With respect to interest rates, fewer people are telling us that they're worried about interest rates. It's still the third highest concern, but this month it was down to 20% of the people in the survey chose that as a top concern. A year ago, it was 25%. So people are still thinking about interest rates. I would characterize it as cautiously optimistic that we'll see some declines in interest rates consistent with what the Fed's been talking about as we move through 2024, which would be a positive for agriculture.
The barometer overall was up 3 points from February to a reading of 114. Now, breaking that out, the index of current conditions was at 101, which was 2 points below a month earlier, while the index of future expectations reached 120, which is up 5 points from February. I'm Megan Grebner with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
20 minutes right now away from the 6 o'clock hour. Also, an update, the Brewers fell today, losing the first game of the season. They are now 4-1. Still a good way to start the season at 4-1. They fell to the Twins today 7-3. So, a little score update there as we head back to music right now. Here's Recy Palmer, Country Girl.
You walk the walk, uh-huh. And come Sunday morning, palms up in praise, yeah. It's all about my mama and him and how I was raised, uh-huh. Get your state of mind no matter where you're from. Living like your grandma does. It's good home training ain't a common thing. This is who you are, let me hear you say.
Girl. Attention all businesses looking to boost your visibility and reach your community. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents. Serving dozens of communities, don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, their go-to place is the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details. The annual Ithaca Lions Club consignment auction will be Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Now is the time to list items you would like to consign to make sure your item receives full advertising exposure. If you're considering being a seller at the April 28th sale, contact Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692, Dick Hauser at 585-4808, or Fred Fry at 585-2921 by Wednesday, April 17th to have your items listed in wide area advertising. This is especially important if you have a larger item like a tractor, farm implement, car, truck, or boat. Remember, this is a consignment auction. You keep the money, less a reasonable commission, which supports the Ithaca Lions community projects. Turn items you no longer need into cash with the help of the Ithaca Lions consignment auction, Sunday, April 28th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. To list your item, contact Dean Reinhardt, Dick Hauser, or Fred Fry.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRCO website at WRCO.com, your news just for the Richland Center area. I'm Joanne Krulatz with WRCO News.
Continuing to be windy tonight, that wind advisory in effect for our listening area until 10, so be ready for some strong wind at times. We're at 35 degrees. How about we hear from Mary Chapin Carpenter, who's down at the Twist and Shout.
Down a bayou stream, but I heard that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regret, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet.
With every word he says, I know, but when I'm